New Mexico behavioral health providers who had their Medicaid funding frozen after allegations of fraud and mismanagement are transitioning to management from several Arizona contractors. KUNM's poverty and public health reporter Deborah Martinez visited one facility south of Albuquerque that is holding out for a last-minute reprieve from Albuquerque District Court.
We have a lot of consumers who come in and don't know how to cook.
The client kitchen area at Valencia Counseling Service looks tidy and smells of disinfectant. Anna McCoy, who's giving a tour of the Los Lunas facility, has worked here for more than half of her life. She teaches life skills to clients with mental health challenges so that they can live independently. Today, she's not sure of her own future.
I feel very sad because I've been working here with Valencia Counseling Services for 25 years. I have put my heart and soul working with these consumers, so it hurts.
McCoy says she's seen a lot over the years, but nothing as drastic as the removal of the agency's CEO and management taken over by another organization.
And I've gone through a lot of changes through managed care, through, you know, each and every one of them. But this one was so unbelievable. It was just so unbelievable, you know.
McCoy says this change in the wake of an audit and a complete freeze of her agency's funding was sudden and totally unexpected. The state's audit, although a public document paid for with $3 million in public funds, has not been officially released. Glenna Giles has been working here a long time, too. She's a psychiatric nurse who's treated patients for 17 years at Valencia Counseling Service.
I need to work. I guess this sounds shocking to most people. I'm 76 years old. I love my work. I do not want to abandon my patients. Yes, I probably will sign on to them, trying to keep things the way they are, more or less, as far as my treatment of my clients go.
Giles' colleagues also have mixed feelings about the transition. One woman says she's concerned that her approach and her appearance might make her less appealing to a new employer. Another says she's accepted an offer from a local company because she doesn't want to work for an Arizona firm. It's the fear of change that staff says has made them lose sleep since Medicaid funds, on which they heavily rely for treatment, of their 400 low-income clients were cut off at the end of the fiscal year in June. Human Services Department spokesman Matt Kennicott says all the clinicians will be hired by Valle del Sol.
None of them are bringing in any kind of clinical staff from outside of New Mexico. There may be like a clinical supervisor or somebody like that that comes in to help, just help in the transition, but they're not staying here to treat consumers.
The original evaluations from the...
One of the staff members who doesn't have the option of continuing to work for Valle del Sol is CEO Sam Vigil. He's packing away personal photos and saying goodbye to his staff after decades in business.
So how long have you been here?
32 years. I started Valencia. I got some people, local people, that to come on board and form a corporation at that time. And I've been here ever since, the very first day. So it's really very sad for me to see what's happening.
The silver-haired Vigil, whose agency has passed state audits in the past, says being targeted without knowing the charges against him in this audit is wrong.
I think if there was something that I had done wrong, as has been alleged, such as Medicaid fraud, I wish they would at least give me the opportunity to defend myself. I think it's really unfair, unjust, and un-American.
And it's not just the staff who are worried about this transition.
I've had an addiction problem for 22 years now through tragedy when I was younger.
Amber Santini smiles when saying she's been a client at Valencia Counseling Service for 2.5 years, but the fear in her eyes belies that smile.
Without programs like this, I never learned the tools I needed to stay sober. I've never had the support. And being able to relate with other people that have the same problem, you have that support network. We are a family here, and you need the tools, you need the help, and this place provides it for us, you know?
David Reese served in the Vietnam War in the 1970s and suffers from PTSD. He's shy and keeps his sunglasses on even though we are indoors.
My concern actually is to help a lot of veterans out here, and without without this program, you know, I'd probably go into big relapses, and I always have somebody to talk to over here when I'm not feeling good.
Human Services Department spokesman Matt Kennicott says those relationships will be kept intact.
We're keeping those one-to-one consumer-client relationships. We know those have been built over years and years of work and trust.
Eight of the Medicaid providers recently lost an appeal for reinstatement of funding, but are awaiting the outcome of a lawsuit filed against the Martinez administration in Albuquerque District Court. For KUNM's Poverty and Public Health Desk, I'm Deborah Martinez. Committee members were attending an interim LFC hearing at Chama Middle School, where they told of complaints they've heard from constituents about missed appointments and staff shakeups. But when Republican Senator Sue Wilson-Befford of Albuquerque asked HSD Deputy Secretary Brent Ernest if there had indeed been disruptions of care, he repeated the Martinez administration's line that the new providers are addressing those issues.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Befford, we've had various reports here and there about some, problems in getting some service potentially. Usually those are addressed. There's been no denial of service, no inability to see somebody that we're aware of.
During 2.5 hours of questioning, Ernest maintained that his agency will not change course. Senator Carlos Cisneros of Cuesta recommended that the committee vote down the budget transfer request, and he had a stern warning for the Martinez administration when the full legislature convenes next year.
We may not be able to do anything legally now, but we certainly can come January.
Lawmakers said they will be carefully scrutinizing HSD's budget request for next year and expressed hope that investigations by the Attorney General and the state auditor will be completed by then. Several lawmakers said they're disappointed that the full audit of the 15 providers under investigation for alleged fraud has not yet been released. They also warned audience members not to necessarily believe reports of alleged fraud by ousted executives based on leaked portions of that audit. HSD has said it is not the source of those leaks. The Finance Committee already approved transferring part of the almost $18 million that HSD needs for contracts with the Arizona companies. Under state law, the department does not have to have the legislature's blessing. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez in Chama.
And I just need to work with them too.
Only 3 of 12 counselors remain to provide services to patients experiencing mental health issues like schizophrenia, suicidal thoughts, and substance abuse. To say there has been disruption in this Los Lunas community is an understatement.
For folks to say there's been no impact is would be naive.
Valle del Sol's chief executive officer, Kurt Shepard, says he's had better days. Although he offered to hire anyone who applied, one-third of Valencia Counseling staff did not sign up with Shepard's Arizona Behavioral Health Company.
Yeah, there's certainly been some impact, and our hope is continue to try to mitigate as much as possible, start to build trust again with the folks who may have been impacted because we want to make sure folks who need services get them.
And some services are getting harder to come by. The Los Lunas agency has yet to replace its bilingual drug and alcohol abuse counselor or the director of its homeless housing program who left last month. For the dozens of Medicaid patients who will walk through these doors this week, their trusted relationship with their therapists is fractured. Al Kaler won't be seeing his therapist, Kristen Knoll, anymore. He lives with schizophrenia and now must be assigned someone new.
It's every week for me for the rest of my life with my therapist. It's every day for me with my meds. My meds don't cure me. They allow my mind to slow down or pick up enough to be able to say, where am I at and how am I going to cope with things today?
Coping skills are usually what Kristen Knoll imparts to her patients. Now, as she tearfully starts a new chapter in her life, she has to rely on those coping skills herself.
You know, my main concern has been my clients. And then over the weeks and weeks of the stress and the not knowing, you know, I'm impacted. You know, and my ability to give the care to them is impacted. So, and the unknown. I'm angry that all this has to... I can't even talk about it.
Knoll chose not to sign on with the new company. 56 of the 86 employees who worked for Valencia Counseling Services have been hired by Valle del Sol, according to the CEO. Most have been hired at the same rates as before, with one major change. Everyone loses the personal time off they had earned. One employee who had 2 full weeks banked quit to take care of her ailing husband. Shepherd says he's offering insurance to his new staff, but he couldn't afford to pay accrued leave.
I can't take that on. It's just too big a liability to take on.
While Via del Sol's $2 million contract with the state lists salaries from $50 an hour for secretaries to $100 for nurses and counselors, Shepherd's inherited staff will still earn what they made before, which is a fraction of those rates. For instance, secretaries at Valencia Counseling Services make about $10 per hour, and nurses earn $40. In addition, all will begin their leave balances at zero. Still, Via del Sol's new executive director, Kathy Albrecht-Turner, smiles as she repeats what she's told her new staff.
You know, there's nothing we can't do together, and we're going to do great work, and we're going to have fun while we're doing it. It's hard work, it's stressful work, but it's important for us to have fun and treat each other well and take care of each other.
Albrecht-Turner, who's worked in New Mexico before, has clinical experience treating patients with addiction and mental health issues. Via del Sol's emergency contract ends in December, but according to Governor Susana Martinez's administration, the 5 Arizona firms that have taken over the New Mexico nonprofits will remain in the state. Beginning in January, these new nonprofits will work under the 4 managed care organizations contracted by the state as part of Medicaid expansion known as Centennial Care. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez. One after another, men and women, adult patients, and parents of children recounted problems getting services. Connie Chavez is a grandmother of 3 children she's raising who said her kids haven't been able to see their behavioral management services or BMS worker at school through Open Skies. That's the Arizona company that took over Hogares in Albuquerque.
Even though their BMS providers are willing and ready, there's no contract in place with APS. We haven't had to call the crisis hotline yet, but they certainly have been disrupted in their services and have had outbursts.
Adrian Jones of Albuquerque has a son who is seriously mentally ill. She told the federal Medicaid officials that even though he was receiving counseling through a private provider who left his job, her family has felt a profound ripple effect because of the behavioral health crisis.
The agency that my son receives the services from is so overwhelmed right now with the overflow from the other agencies that they cannot find him a new therapist. So there is this crushing pressure on every agency in New Mexico.
The Foundation for Open Government, FOG, sued state government after state officials released a heavily redacted audit to media. FOG attorneys claim the report is, quote, too important to the citizens of New Mexico to be kept from public view. The Open Government group asked in its lawsuit for the audit to be released in its entirety. They also maintain, along with attorneys for media firms New Mexico In Depth and the Las Cruces Sun News, that if the document is a law enforcement record, the state attorney general must show how its release would jeopardize his investigation into the matter. The lawsuit filed by New Mexico In Depth will be heard in district court in Las Cruces on Thursday. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.
Many of the nonprofits under Optum Health's management had received high scores for their operations, but last spring an audit by the firm PCG found evidence of suspected fraud, waste, and abuse. Optum Health CEO Elizabeth Martin told lawmakers on the Legislative Finance Committee she didn't know why the state Human Services Department didn't act sooner, since her company had told the state agency about problems before.
We actually did that. We have been referring since 2009. Over 100 referrals of irregularities that could constitute potential fraud, waste, and abuse. We did refer.
But Senate President Pro Tem Mary Kay Papin told Martin that Optum's record of positive audits belied that statement.
But yet Optum is putting out audits that are in the 90s with some of the, not all of them, but with some of these agencies, and yet then they're brought back in as being fraudulent. I just don't understand.
The state contracted with PCG to do the audit in early 2013, which resulted in the funding freeze and the replacement of local providers with 5 Arizona firms at a cost of almost $18 million. Other Democratic lawmakers at the hearing also hammered away at Martin's insistence that Optum played only a small role in the behavioral health debacle. Republican lawmakers on the committee, who in the past have been vocal in criticizing Optum's responsibility, did not ask any questions at Monday's hearing. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.